This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not married to sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not married to sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
I know nothing.
It's kind of the way I feel right now. If you aren't following Randy Quaid on Twitter right now, then I don't know that you're doing Twitter correctly. If you've heard Randy Quaid, if you've heard these before, there's something else to be seen by watching them. They look as crazy as they sound.
It's a visual experience.
So Randy Quaid apparently got like kicked out of Hollywood, or at least that's the way he kind of makes it seem, a little blackballed. And he now does these dramatic readings of Trump tweets. And did you hear the controversy behind where people were staying at Trump resorts or Trump hotels overseas, and now people are worried about it? And this is a Trump tweet as performed by Randy Quaid.
I know nothing about an Air Force plane landing at an airport, which I do not own and have nothing to do with, near Turnberry Resort, which I do own, in Scotland, and filling up with fuel with the crew staying overnight at Turnberry. They have good taste. Nothing to do with me.
I mean, why would you want Trump to stop tweeting? Then Randy Quaid won't be able to do this anymore.
It's so perfect.
I know nothing.
I know nothing.
So funny. Makes me laugh so much. Where'd Tony go? Tony Colombo is a hard man to pin down.
Mm-hmm.
Tony.
That's why he's so skinny, because he's running around everywhere.
He's got all this energy. He ate a whole bowl of chicken wings in 3.4 seconds just now.
It was talent. It was pure talent.
Sorry. And then I had to get him in the trash can outside the studio.
And they're spicy. Does that affect you at all? Is your nose, or you get a little runny nose or anything with that?
No. I mean, I guess
if you didn't take the time to taste them.
I have a runny nose because it's 52 degrees in here.
Literally yesterday, I'm driving home, and I told Katie later, I was like, it took me halfway home to get to the point where my fingertips and my nose and my toes didn't feel like ice cubes.
I mean,
I had the heat blasting.
Yeah, just now at the top of the hour, I did the newscast talking about the heat advisory that everybody is dealing with outside. And I know there are many people that are out there right now, either in their cars or working outdoors. And they're like, wah, wah, wah. I wish I was in a cold studio. But holy moly, if you've been in here for several hours, like many of us today, you forget.
I
almost walked
freezing
outside with my hoodie on just now to pick up my chicken wings and had to remember, oh, it's
you'd look like a criminal on the streets right now. Like, clearly that guy's up to no good.
Right.
Wearing a hoodie in this weather.
Yeah, it's 90 degrees outside. 90 degrees. You don't need to be walking outside with your hoodie on, but you forget because holy cow, is it cold in here.
Did your family play board games?
Yeah, I actually like a good board game.
Oh, look, you kind of like a childish cute when you said that. You're like, I'm gonna admit this. What's your favorite board game?
I don't know. I like mass participation trivia type games.
I love Sorry.
I like teaming up.
I love Sorry.
I like creating teams.
Ooh, you know what you would love? Either. Heads Up. That's for a prior conversation. That's a different conversation.
Okay.
But that's a really good game. It's not a board game. It's not a board game, but you would love it because you have to create teams and this whole
thing. I think I've played it.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I like Sorry.
What's your favorite classic board game? Like when you were a kid?
Yeah. I mean, I liked Monopoly a lot, but I, you know, who finishes a game of Monopoly?
Oh.
We liked Life when we were kids. I liked Sorry when I was a kid. I was into that too.
Here's how we play Sorry at our house, my husband and I, if we play. This is what ends up happening on like day three of Christmas vacation when you've officially like gotten out of the work schedule and you're just kind of in the, I don't know if it's day or night right now. You've got so many places to be. We play Sorry where we deal out to each other five cards. So you don't just flip cards. So you're holding five cards, and then my husband and I each have two colors. You take like diagonal colors. So you have to get eight pawns home, and then you have your five cards, and then you play them. So you can kind of like strategize. You play one card, and then you draw another one, so you always have five. And you can, if you play it right, like you can look like you're just dominating, and then all of a sudden you're getting totally smoked. It's fun.
Huh. Are you guys into...
That's cool.
It's a very aggressive way to play Sorry.
Have you guys played any of the other types of Monopolies? Like there's Star Wars Monopoly.
No. I have a Dallas Cowboys Monopoly though.
So
I've never played it.
This might intrigue you. They're coming out with a Ms. Monopoly. Hasbro's latest... This is their latest iconic board game where female entrepreneurs and innovators are not only celebrated, but paid more than men.
This is actually from the makers of Monopoly.
Correct.
Hasbro, right? Mm-hmm. Which would be Hasbro.
Mm-hmm. The first game where women make more money than men reads the bottom of the new Ms. Monopoly game, which is brought to you by Hasbro. So women start off with $1,900 in the game, while their male counterparts start off with $1,500.
Why?
When players pass go, women again get the upper hand, receiving $240 to the men's $200. Investments in real estate from the original game have been replaced by investments in innovations made by women.
Weird.
Don't get it.
Who plays that and feels empowered?
I don't.
Somebody let us know.
Ms. Monopoly.
Ms. Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Is Ms. Monopoly a happy
person?
Doesn't
sound like they're marketing it
She's wearing a blazer. She has a cup of coffee in her hand. She's got a smile on her face.
She's a working lady.
She's running this stuff.
She's your average working lady.
You start off with more money.
You do.
And everything is...
And then you achieve more money when you pass go. Women.
Are men allowed to play it?
It doesn't sound like it'd be very fun to play.
Right. Why would...
If you're starting off being the loser...
Again.
...of this, why would you play?
Flip test this. Mr. Monopoly. Women don't even collect money when they pass go because they shouldn't even be working.
Oh, my.
I mean...
It's not go to jail. It's go to the kitchen.
Yeah.
But you're starting off this game already
being... Make me a sandwich.
If you're a guy, you're already losing.
Listen... That's not equality. That's not equality.
And Katie, you say when you start off, you're already losing. They would say that that's the way it is right now for women.
Taking a situation.
Life.
That's so offensive. That is the most offensive thing. I worked my butt off to be where I am right now. I didn't start off by losing to some dude.
And the reason you're successful is because you didn't have that mentality.
Ms. Monopoly's premise is not so subtle nod to the gender imbalances in modern workplaces, including pay inequality and the ways that women's experiences and contributions have often been played down or erased altogether.
You feel like there's an active suppression to
not equality.
Hold women back?
I don't think so. I mean, I understand that there have been pay inequalities that are still happening right now. That I get. But to say that women don't start off on an equal platform as men right now, I'm living proof that that's not the case.
And why would you want to raise our girls today to go into the world expecting all of this to be the case? Like, why would you not want to raise those girls to work hard and fight hard for everything that they can achieve. Tell them that they're going to fail. And sometimes you're going to fail because you messed up. And it's going to be your fault and nobody else's. And if you spend all the time after you fail looking to blame somebody else, and in this case, a man, because they're a man, going back to what Tony said, I don't even think you meant to say it, but you said, why would I want to play that?
Yeah, no, I meant to say it.
I mean, like,
yeah, why would I? You said, would you play that? And I said, I don't think it's being marketed towards me.
Yeah.
Why would I want to play that?
Why would I want to play that? Well, that's what's happening in real life, in offices, where we did the story earlier this week or last week, where they were talking about how men don't want to hire women because if you're in a close role with a man, if your boss is a man and he needs to be able to have frequent conversations with you, and that involves going into his office and closing the door, he's worried about the perception that is out there. He could be the best person in the world, but the idea that you put a man and a woman in an office together and he is potentially implicating himself just by virtue of being a man in that office alone with a woman, and in today's day and age where it's hashtag me too, believe women, so less women get hired. Like, this is the total opposite of what you would want something like this to achieve. So to your point, for a man to play this game, why would a man want to do it? They're just not going to. And that's the same in real life. They're going to opt out. And then women are not going to gain anything from that either.
What would your kids gain from something like this, playing a game like this? I mean, what would kids gain?
I can only imagine. That would actually be kind of funny. If we could get one of these games and I could let my kids play it.
And try to explain it, but also at the same time not explain it to your kids.
No, I would just tell the kids what I would video it. I would tell the kids what the rules were. My son is 9, my daughter is 7, and then I have a 3-year-old daughter, and I'm just gonna be like, all right, son, we're gonna start the game. Here's your $1,500 daughter, you get $1,900. The second that I do that, my son's gonna go, Whoa.
Yeah.
Why does she get it? Well, it's because she's a girl.
It's because she's a girl, and we're teaching equality. Mom, that's not equality.
Question. Nuts.
Can you imagine, like, the 9-year-old, which is going to be about as honest as you can get because it's...
Yeah.
Like, intellectually, you are at the place where you're starting to really understand things, but you're still very emotionally exposed. It's like the... Steven Crowder, I think, did this at a trunk or treat one time, but he went around with people.
Whoa.
My watch.
I can't do it.
My watch. And if you noticed, my watch is a lady.
Yeah. And she can't find a network, apparently.
Is your watch?
I can't find a network.
That's funny.
Let's try again.
Yeah, my watch talks.
Is yours a lady?
Better be.
I haven't heard.
Better be a lady.
I haven't heard the watch talk in a long time.
My watch will say, I did not hear what you were just saying. And I'm like, because I'm not talking to you, woman.
Butt out.
I haven't heard it talk in a long time.
Well, maybe.
The voice that comes out of it when I'm on the phone is usually my wife, so it's a woman talking to me.
Yeah.
A lot.
Telling you what's up.
Telling me what's up.
Yeah, I just think...
Well, I'm like, look here, lady. We got to go play Mr. Monopoly. So I can...
She's like, I'm playing Mr. Monopoly every day.
Your place with the I'm wokest of the
so
woke.
Bold,
James
man.
Saunters in with his 2-year-old,
yeah,
probably.
Bye guys.
T-shirt and pantsless diaper and
you bigot.
Bye guys.
Bye guys.
What a sexist.
The patriarchy is strong with that one. It's ridiculous. Well, I will not be purchasing that, but if I do get my hands on it. I will
that
have my kids play it.
Experience.
And I'll just read the rules to them and I won't explain why.
Set up the board for Mr. Monopoly.
Ms. You know, in that time.
The game will begin in 7 minutes.
Start the clock.
Stop the clock.
All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to do Signs of the Apocalypse at 2:40, so stick around for that. We can take some phone calls, 314-241-9797. When we have games like Ms. Monopoly, what are we teaching the people who are playing them? Steven Crowder was talking about he had a trunk-or-treat experiment, and all the kids ran around and got candy, and at the end, he took everybody's candy and handed it out equally, and those kids were like, whoa, hold your horses, because kids get that it's not fair. If kids know anything, if they care about anything, they care about everything being fair. So we're told we're supposed to be engaged in fairness and equality, and we do that by creating games like Ms. Monopoly, where women get $1,900 and men get $15. It's broken. 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. Great to be with you today. It's hot outside. It's cold in here. There's going to be a glorious like 30 seconds between the door here and my car where I'm going to feel like I'm in some sort of normal temperature environment.
It's chilly.
It's very cold. Does it get hot in the winter in here? I forgot. There was that I one forgot. Day. You remember the one
no,
day it was
like so.
85 degrees in here?
Yes.
We wore those onesies. Do you remember that? It was 85 degrees and we wore onesies.
Oh, that was a Christmas.
Yes.
You wore,
I was a reindeer.
You wore, yeah, it was a moose.
Oh, yeah. A moose. That's, yeah.
Lucy Moosey. Yeah, you guys look so miserable.
Oh my gosh, so
oh
hot.
Man,
I'm begging for those days yeah. now.
We did that
we
show with the door open.
We were hot in the moose
mm-hmm.
costume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very hot in the moose costume.
This just in. I'm a taco.
I'm a taco.
Also a classic. 314-241-9797. We've been talking about this new Ms. Monopoly game that is out, where women start the game off with $1,900 and men get $1,500. And I just can't imagine what my children would do when I just started reading the rules and disseminating the money. They would freak out. Most people that are feminists would say that that's the way it is right now for women in the real world. And I just look at all the opportunity that we have as women right now, and you're never stuck in your position. If you don't like it, if you were being treated unfairly because you're a female, change the situation. And expose those people who are doing that. But I just don't think that it is a way to teach people about life in that literal game of Monopoly, where you just automatically have to demean one gender in order to prop up the other very falsely. So, Carol, thanks for calling the show.
Hi. I find it actually kind of offensive. Why do they think I need a head start in the game?
Yeah.
I think I would rather be equal and prove I can do it on my own than saying, oh, here's more for you. You go ahead. You got a little bit of a head start, because I don't think so. You know, if anything, fine, start me lower and let me show what I can do.
Yeah, Carol,
I would think that would be more positive.
They want to remind you that you're a victim. You don't feel like you're a victim?
I guess so. No. To me, I would rather prove myself. I don't need a game to give me extra, or life to give me an extra spunk. Just let me get out there and show you what I can do.
Yeah, I like it, Carol. Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. And I think that that's the way I'm raising my daughters, is there are going to be a lot of people who you're going to encounter in life that are going to try to hold you back, and they're going to try to fight to displace you. And you've just got to give it your best and keep giving it your best.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. 314-241-9797 if you want to join the show. I look at all of culture right now, and I see just a lot of exhaustion, a lot of fatigue. When people say, what do gender studies degrees get you? Ms. Monopoly. That's what they get
Monopoly.
You. They get you jobs with now this, talking about how you can't say guys anymore. I mean, there is an active group of people today who are dedicating themselves to changing the way we speak, changing the way we approach relationships and situations professionally and personally. And they're trying to rewrite some rules. You know, that's a frustrating thing to me about Me Too, is that this has happened for so long, apparently. Like the way this industry in Hollywood has been for so long, the way women were taken advantage of, now they're all speaking up. And that's a good thing. It's empowering. No man should be able to treat a woman that way. But I've been being lectured by Hollywood for a really long time, a lot longer than Me Too was existing as a movement. Why does Hollywood get to be woke one day and then we're all supposed to get in lockstep? Mm-hmm. Why was there no fight against this from the get-go?
I don't remember this 5 years ago.
Mm-mm. No, not at all. I remember when this, especially the Harvey Weinstein stuff started really coming out, it made more sense to me to see women get up on the stage at award ceremonies, be really emotional. They'd talk about how hard it was to get where they needed to be. And they many times they talk about struggles and what they've overcome to get to the point where they've won this award. And it was always very emotional for them. Well, I can understand that from a human-to-human perspective. But at the same time, there is always this kind of like clenched fist thing about it. And now that we have the curtain pulled back on what was taking place in Hollywood, you can kind of understand why those women had an axe to grind. And when they got up there and they won something, they could be really proud of it because of what they've had to endure on the path to get to where they had to get to. I just asked the question, why did you ever endure it in the first place? Like, I wish we would have been able to defend ourselves as women and stand up against this culture a long time ago. And the fact that it took that long for it to be exposed, it makes me go back and listen to those women who won things in the past at those award ceremonies, or celebrities who would speak on a specific issue and speak from a place of, you know, you could see there was anger in it. You understand what they were going through. It's good that they have that voice now. It's good that they have, you know, people to lock arms with and speak up against this. But I wish we would have been able to do it sooner. And I hope that what women have learned from that point on is that if there is somebody treating you inappropriately, it's not a woman's movement thing to talk about that. It's a human thing to challenge that. It's a human expectation that you should have of yourself to defend who you are, whether you're a woman or a man who's being taken advantage of in a situation, and to be outspoken about it. And to not feel like you have to compromise yourself in any circumstance to get something out of it, to get one rung up the ladder, to get the next promotion. Like, if you're put in a position where you have to compromise yourself to achieve that, you need to go somewhere else and expose what you need to expose on the way. I just wish that we would be more aware of how we do these things to confront what is actually bad, instead of trying to make a boogeyman out of another demographic where now men are victimizers and women are victims. I'm not raising my daughter to be a victim. 314-241-9797. Holly, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, I was just responding to the Monopoly game, which just made me laugh out loud because I've played Monopoly for 50 years and started learning it at 5, and my family knows I win a lot, and they know, you know, I don't cut them any slack. My kids, I use it as a training game. They know mom doesn't, you know, take it easy on you because you're younger, because I feel like it really teaches you a lot. And I didn't have any problem winning in the old rules, so I don't really see any reason. And my other good friend, who's a mom, I mean, one New Year's Eve, we're teaching our daughters, and it went till 5 a.m. Wow. And, you know, she and I ended up going bankrupt, but we were coaching our daughters on, you know, this is what you got to do next. This is what you got to do next, because it's very valuable lessons. And I think, you know, it is teaching people to be a victim, to have a Miss Monopoly game.
It sure is.
Because it's like you have to have some kind of extra handout. And
It's not necessary. Not necessary.
You keep teaching your kids like that, and they'll be just fine when they grow up.
What's her name?
Holly.
Hey, Holly. Yeah. Holly, I have a question.
Yes.
So, I have a strategy. I want to get your thoughts on this. Just a basic strategy.
A Monopoly strategy?
Yes. My strategy, and it has served me well over the years, but I don't think I have nearly the experience that you do. I try to immediately, out of the gate, I try to buy up the property, the cheap properties in that first row. I call myself
me
a slumlord. I go for Mediterranean and Baltic and Oriental and Connecticut, you know, the light blues and those first purples, and then that Reading Railroad, I think, is the first one, and try, because they're all cheap. And nobody
wants
them.
That's what I do.
And then you start putting stuff on there, and you own that row, and it's easy and cheap to buy it. And I try to just go for the jugular right out of the gate. I've always
played. That's what I do.
Yes. I knew I was doing it
exactly.
Right. Slumlords in the house.
Yeah, buddy.
I love it. You don't need the expensive properties. You'll never get houses on them.
Exactly. You'll never get houses.
You know, you'll win the game.
Yes.
Yep.
Now everyone's going to home and play Monopoly.
That's the way to do it. I call myself a slumlord. That's how I play.
Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Oh, I was doing something right. I'm so smart.
Yeah, well, we put this show together today.
We said... You know what? Let's talk about Ms. Monopoly.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Just gave away all my secrets, but...
I've never heard that strategy, but I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I buy everything.
You're one of those.
That makes me pumped. I'm going to go home and use that strategy.
What do you do?
I don't know. I haven't played Monopoly in 10 years. I hate Monopoly. I hate Risk. Ugh.
Why?
Worst.
Too much commitment?
Too much commitment. Everyone gets too intense.
I got
one word
if you're looking for a new game. Uno Attack.
Oh, my gosh.
I love Uno.
Have you ever played Uno Attack?
I don't think I have.
Oh, it's awesome.
Let's put up a Facebook post.
Have you
post.
Played Uno Attack?
No, but I think it's a game that my brother is like, you really get to play.
I think I would love that.
I'd love that.
Awesome. My kids love it.
We're going to put up a Facebook post, facebook.com/AnnieFryShow, and you can tell us... You can tell us one of two things. What's your favorite game, classic game to play, or what game would you recommend people play? And secondly, how could you change, if you've got an idea, how could you change the game that you like to play to be more woke? Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow, signs of the apocalypse, when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is this?
What's going on? Is it a laugh
Don't
track?
Stop it. We need...
Oh, there you go.
All right, this is great.
You might want to clip that next time.
Yeah, no joke. Was that from the video or something?
I think so. Is that like river dancing? I was into it.
Yeah, remember the little girl in the bee costume?
It was going to be Thriller or something.
The little girl in the bee outfit tap dances and gets laughed off the stage at her school. And that's like the cover of the album and everything.
You got to know, leave it for just a second. There's a moment in the studio where we all pause exactly where we are. Like if you're half bent over, you don't stand up. You just all turn your heads and look at each other like, what's happening? Where do we go? What do we do?
It also sounded like a Halloween track for some reason.
Yeah, I thought it was Thriller. But I didn't remember in the background. Do you have the Signs of the Apocalypse intro?
You know what? Let me dig around.
How long do you need us to...
No, I'm ready.
Can you?
I don't have one.
Tony, can you do the Signs of the Apocalypse intro for us? I'll scream.
No.
Yeah, no?
Okay. Well, I mean,
you have to say, and now.
There's got
to
be like,
and now.
And now.
Signs of the apocalypse.
Signs of the apocalypse.
I'm the Annie Fry Show.
On the Annie Fry Show.
now.
Here now. Signs of the apocalypse.
Danny Fry Show.
Can we just make that the new one?
Sure.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Don't tell Jim.
On the Danny Fry Show.
On the Danny Fry Show.
Should we do a clean one?
Yeah, we could go in there. We can make one for it. We can make one.
Do it now.
Oh, right now? We're going to do it right now? All right. Okay.
Now.
I got it. And now, signs of the apocalypse
on the Annie Fry Show.
All right, we're ready.
Got it?
Yep.
Perfect.
All right, this one might take a minute because I want to get your full reaction to this. This is actually a story that we could have done earlier in the actual news portion of the show. Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke claims that you have a right to live near your job.
No.
He says, quote, living close to work shouldn't be a luxury for the rich. It's a right for everyone.
What about the middle class that doesn't live close to work? Anyone.
Some people live close to work. Some people don't. Some rich people drive long ways into work.
It's your choice where you live, and it's your choice where you try to work.
And some poor people live across the street from their low-paying job.
No more choices, people.
This doesn't make any sense.
No. Well, what's his answer? Because he wants to be president so he can fix it, right?
He put this in a Twitter video and argued that living closer to one's work would not only reduce our impact on climate change and greenhouse emissions, but would also improve quality of life for many people. He claimed, we force lower-income working Americans to drive 1, 2, 3 hours in either direction just to get their jobs. Very often, minimum wage jobs, they're working 2 or 3 of them right now. So according to Beto O'Rourke, we are forcing low-income Americans to drive 3 hours one way to work at 2 separate or 3 separate minimum wage jobs. Who's doing this? What people are suffering from this condition of driving 3 hours one way to 3 separate minimum wage jobs? What portion of Americans are we addressing here?
I got a problem with Beto's delivery still. I can't watch it. He delivers these types of thoughts and policies, but he delivers them like in his mind he thinks he's giving the I Have a Dream speech.
Every single one.
He takes a lot of breaths in between all of his statements because it's really important. And his hands gesture with every syllable.
So
it's like, can you imagine him being the president of the United States?
No. There's a blogger named Matt Walsh.
I know Matt Walsh.
Okay.
Yeah.
He responded with this. I don't know much about Matt Walsh, but I know that I agree with this statement. First of all, he says, there's not a single person in the universe driving 3 hours to get to a minimum wage job. Agreed. Second, if living near your job is a right, then literally anything and everything is a right, and the term has no meaning at all anymore.
So true.
I don't understand what he's doing. Who is he? There are poor people who have minimum wage jobs that live down the street from that minimum wage job. There are poor people who have minimum wage jobs that have to drive some time to get there. Could be 5 minutes, could be an hour. There are rich people who close to work or sometimes far from work.
It's unbelievable. It's amazing.
There's no logic whatsoever in this.
It's amazing that he still lives in this ridiculously awful country that he wants to run. Just imagine if the world was as bad as the folks running for president on the other side of the aisle would make it out to be. Just think if it were really that bad. Explain to me why there are people risking life and limb to sneak into the country. We must be doing something right.
Right. The hottest new selfie pose. Anybody got a guess?
Ooh.
Anybody got a guess?
Just never do a duck face again, anybody ever. Stop it.
So that's
upside
not
upside down.
That's not the hottest new pose.
I don't
Any
know.
Guesses?
Is it the one that you use in all your selfies?
Yeah, it is. Huh. So if you know what I use, you know.
Is it a position or a facial expression?
No, it's a position.
Okay.
What is it?
You gonna guess? I thought Katie was closing
like,
in on it.
Maybe upside down, like.
The chin shelf.
Huh?
There you go. This is why I wanted to print them earlier so I could hand you guys pictures, but I can't.
Oh, they're putting their
chin shelf.
One finger underneath or kind of on the bottom of. Those aren't even real faces.
I'm thinking about
underneath,
something.
And it looks like you're very pensive.
Oh. What am I thinking about?
So, I just this is almost like a PSA. If you want to make sure that you look woke, right, Katie?
Mm-hmm,
if you want to make sure that you look like you're up on how to post your selfies these days, make sure you are doing the chin shelf.
Let me interject here real quick because you just used that word again, woke. And we have a comment.
I'm the wokest man in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Which I could see why that would make people confused about the word.
It's hard not to talk about it.
When we say woke, somebody commented on the Facebook page, facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. I hear the term, quote, woke all the time. Don't know what it means. Don't care either. Yes, I could Google it if it made a difference in my life. Well, maybe you're not the only one who doesn't know what woke means. So I Googled it. Woke, I will add in here, I'm not reading this from an urban dictionary, which is usually where like slang and vernacular comes from.
Yep.
This is from the dictionary that pops up.
It's been
top.
Incorporated into the dictionary.
As a verb, it's the past of wake, but as an adjective, it is alert to injustice in society, especially racism. And the sentence they have there is, we need to stay angry and stay woke.
There you are.
There you have it. If you didn't know.
That and twerk were both incorporated into the dictionary.
I'm not reading that one, but I am going to look it up.
Do you guys have a side of the bed?
Yes.
Yes.
How important is it to you?
Important.
I like my side of the bed.
Does that side travel with you if you go to, is that what it means?
It's
is that
like,
the question?
It's like you're reading the story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Does it travel with you?
My side of the bed is usually the furthest from the door.
Yeah. Which traditionally.
So that could change.
Yeah. So depending on where the door is, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm laying in the bed in our bedroom. When I'm laying down, I'm on the right of my husband.
So I was always the person that liked to be closest to the door.
I am the same.
But my wife does not like to be closest to the window. Mm-hmm. So she always wants me between
her and
the
window. So you sleep in the basement.
Window. So I sleep on the window sill.
Sill, yes.
In order to keep all
resolving issues
possible.
Like an elf on the shelf.
Yes.
While doing this.
In order to block.
With the finger shelf under his chin. Just to make sure that anybody shows up is sufficiently creeped out.
It's
like, nope, going to the neighbors. This is weird.
Good morning.
A couple was staying at a hotel in Florida this weekend. This is two married women. And when one of the women took her normal side of the bed, the other woman was so upset with her that she kicked and hit her over it and was arrested for domestic battery.
Oh my gosh. You got other issues than bedsides.
Dang.
All because they got to this hotel and it's Ashley.
It is not that important to
me. It's Ashley and her wife. They don't name the other woman.
Something
so
tells
Ashley
me.
Ashley Crampton.
Nothing's important to me.
And her wife
get
to this hotel. The wife, they get ready for bed. The wife takes what is Ashley's usual side of the bed. Ashley beats her up and gets arrested.
Something tells me that maybe.
Oh, there's a mugshot.
There was an altercation before that the bed was taken. And actually, I'd have to say this because.
I just saw her mugshot. Ashley does not look like the kind of person that plays.
She doesn't.
No, I wouldn't have done
I would not
if you were to
I
ask
would not
Ashley,
have wanted to upset her.
If you were to ask my husband which side of the bed I sleep in, he'd say, Annie's half is the middle half. My half is 25% on one side, 25% on the other.
All right, this one is definitely a sign of the apocalypse. and also very, very sad. Uh-oh. You're going to go, oh.
Oh, right. I am.
There's an 80-year-old woman who lives in Hamilton, New Jersey. And last Wednesday, she fell asleep in her car in the driveway at around 9 p.m. She woke up at 4 a.m. on the driveway, and her car was gone.
Oh, I did it.
So I told you. So somebody opened the door, picked her up, put her onto the driveway, and
that's
drove
terrifying.
Away in the car.
Did they get him?
Could you imagine falling asleep in your car and then waking up on the driveway and your car is gone?
Asleep in my car.
They have not. They found the car, but they did not find the thief.
Was she okay?
She is okay.
Oh, that's terrible.
Dang, man, that's sad. That makes me very angry. I hope they get that guy, and I hope that they. I'm assuming it's a guy. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I just gendered him or her.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. It's against the guy.
Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. Go and tell us what game you like to play and how maybe that game could be more woke. You can comment there at Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. Also, one question for the room before we leave. Does Ms. Monopoly still have an iron?
So beat the drum. Hi, I'm Jay Ashcroft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.